Okay, for those of you who haven't been following me, I have been having, well, I've actually destroyed a copy of Windows 7 by using my Logitech Quick Cam software on Windows 7. So I'm going to call Logitech right now and put it on speakerphone, and we'll see what they have to say. Since they're so helpful, and since this camera is obviously working on the latest development of Ubuntu with my own custom 2630 release candidate-based kernel at that. So let's put it on speakerphone here.
Ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded for training purposes. For product support, press 1. For rebate, in order to route your call to the correct agent, please select the operating system you are using with your Logitech product. For Windows operating systems, press 1. For Macintosh operating systems, press 2. For all others, press 3.
All others? Oh, Windows.
Select the type of product you're using. For gaming products, including controllers or game pads, press 1. For keyboards, mice, trackballs, digital pen, cordless presenter, and wireless DJ, press 2. For video products, including webcams, press 3. For audio...
Yeah, I had a question about your Logitech Quick Cam Communicate Deluxe. I bought one of these, and I'm using, on one of my systems anyway, I'm using the beta, well, it's actually the release candidate version of Windows 7, which appears to include a driver that, like, works for things like Ustream and stuff like that with the camera. But since I already have a driver, I decided to go ahead and use the Logitech webcam applications that, like, record videos locally and take stills and everything on Windows. And I actually ended up trashing my Windows Explorer shell to the point where, like, it gets three-fourths of the way through installation, and it gives me an error that says, "Wearfault.exe application error, the instruction is 0x77923892 reference memory at null memory bit, that's 0x00, blah, blah, blah. The memory cannot be read. Click OK to terminate the program. So I click OK, Windows hangs, it gives me a blue screen of death, and now every time I reboot Windows after that, it will fail to load the login screen and will instead load the error message. I managed to collect a snapshot of that and send it to Microsoft and upload it to my blog. But I was wondering if there was a way to stop it from doing this.
Okay. And fortunately, I can give you a couple, possibly like a couple keywords or a couple things to possibly look at. But unfortunately, the Logitech Quick Cam software and the drivers are not supported by the Windows 7. It's not supported yet by Windows 7, especially since it's in the beta version. And there's no specific date on when the software will be supported as well as the drivers. I'm assuming when they actually do release Windows 7 out. I do know that they went ahead and with Windows XP, the whole, I remember, and I'll talk a little bit of what you would consider a little bit of, what's the word when you just sit there and talk back and forth? Forum, nothing to do with the Logitech. I do know it's Windows 7 really quick. The reason why they pushed Windows 7 so much to try to get it out was because Windows Vista, there's so many issues with Windows Vista. People
right.
don't like Windows Vista. Okay, and Windows XP, not recently, but before recently, Windows XP put out that they're going to go ahead and support Windows XP until 2011. They're going to go ahead and support Windows XP by putting out the update. They just came out recently within the past month, I think even in the past like 2 weeks, and put out that they're actually going to keep selling operating system, the operating Windows XP operating system. They're actually going to just keep selling it until 2010. Now, with Windows 7, I think they put that out because there are so many conflicts with Windows 7, but unfortunately with Windows 7, until Windows 7 comes out with an official, you know, as an official operating system,
Right.
That would roughly be about the time that I would assume, and not speaking directly for, this is coming from me as just a tech or as, you know, personal opinion, not based on Logitech at all, but until they come out with the new build for Windows 7, that's when, you know, roughly about that time, of course, is when the Quick Cam as well as drivers are going to be made for that type of operating system. Now, you're receiving the blue screen of death, and you're receiving the blue screen of death. Your login, unfortunately...
It seems to have corrupted the shell. It's not a blue screen of death when I reload. It just, it gives me an error that says the memory could not be read. It gives me a memory address referencing memory at a null memory address. It's done something. It's corrupted Explorer. I'm assuming that your software is designed to hook into the Explorer shell on Vista or XP, and that's just something that Microsoft has gone and changed with their Explorer on Windows 7.
Right. Only the reason why you're experiencing what you're experiencing is because, of course, it wasn't designed for Windows 7, so that's why you're experiencing that. The crash, when you got to the screen of death, whatever files, when it decided to crash, that's exactly what's corrupt. Here's a couple things, and this is obviously coming from a tech.
Right.
Definitely don't install QuickCam. If you were, you said you were able to use the camera
right.
without installing the software as using the UVC compliance.
Right. Sorry, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, like, you know, make videos locally and take stills, and there's no software with Windows that can actually do that, so that's why I was trying to get the software off of the CD.
Here you go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't know anything about Windows 7. I'll give you a couple key words.
Okay.
Windows 7. You still have your Windows XP. You partitioned your drive and installed Windows 7, so that way when the license expires in August, you can go back to your Windows XP / Vista, correct?
Oh, I've just got an older computer that I've decided, well, I don't need anything on it, so I just kind of paved over it with Windows 7.
So you put the whole operating?
Yeah.
Okay. You still have the license key for it, correct?
Right.
Okay. If anything, what you're going to have to do with Windows 7 is, and you're going to have to get this information from Microsoft, but these are just keywords for me, is possibly you're going to have to... they don't fix for you. You might have to reinstall Windows 7, okay?
Right.
Now, I'll give you, if you want to use that camera, and if that camera does work, and I'm not saying it's supported at all by, but if it does work using those NAS drivers in that Windows 7 operating system, you can view your camera using Explorer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it should show up there. The camera should show up there on the left-hand side of the Explorer where all your paths are, where your drives and such.
Right.
If the camera shows up there, you can take your snapshots from there.
All right, it should just do that, and that's a part of Windows.
Pardon me?
That's just a part of Windows, then?
Right, that's just Windows alone. Windows also, don't even know if it's included, but did Windows 7 come out with Windows Movie Maker?
Uh-huh.
I mean, Windows 7... came out with a version of Windows.
Well, you can grab it off of a Microsoft site. It doesn't include it, but you can still get it.
For the Windows 7 build?
Yeah.
I believe you can make it not even support at all, like I said, but try Windows Movie Maker. Use that camera as a UVC, using the UVC or using their generic drivers. Use the, if you want to capture screenshots really quick or snapshots from the camera, use the Explorer shell. Once you get it reinstalled or whatever, use the Explorer shell, identify the camera, and then take snapshots that way. Or if Windows, they come out with Movie Maker for Windows 7, you might be able, because I don't know, don't even support, but you might be able to use Windows Movie Maker like you should be able to use in Windows XP, and I believe that's the Windows Movie Maker you can use to capture. And those are actually Windows operating system-based programs.
All right.
Okay, but you're not gonna have the full functionality of that camera because, as you know, generic drivers only give the limited functionality of that device.
Right.
Okay. And so far as in the fix, that's gonna have to be Microsoft. You might have to reinstall it, but like I said, I'm not their tech, but just check those programs out. If you can use it as a generic driver, check those programs out. The Explorer.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have any other questions for me?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. And, okay, well, if there's nothing else for me, thank you for calling Lunch Check, and you have a good day.
You too. Just a side note real quick before I run out of time for a YouTube video, Windows 7 does not have that in the Explorer. I checked, XP and Vista do, 7 does not. You do need separate software. Windows Movie Maker cannot record anything. All it can do is edit and save in Microsoft's proprietary Windows Media formats, and that's about it.